Welcome to the only daily podcast focusing on compliance news of the day. Each morning, start your day with a cup of coffee and Tom Fox, the voice of compliance, to hear about four of the top compliance, corruption, or leadership stories you will need to start your day. The Daily Compliance News is a production of the Compliance Podcast Network.
First, a word from this month's sponsor, Ethico.
In the delicate arena of compliance, every conversation matters. Traditional methods can leave callers feeling unheard, but Ethico changes the game. Our empathetic interview technique reshapes compliance calls into powerful, compassionate interactions, ensuring no crucial detail is missed. It's about creating a conversation that matters, that resonates, that makes a difference. Be the change in your compliance approach. See the transformation for yourself at ethico.com/CPN. Book a demo, try our free ROI calculator, and explore the white paper by Tom Fox, The ROI of Compliance.
The Daily Compliance News for March 11, 2024, the Policy Sprint Edition. And we begin with that story from the Wall Street Journal, Risk and Compliance Journal, David Smagala reporting that the DOJ is going to flesh out its whistleblower program after a 90-day, quote, policy sprint, end quote. A senior U.S. DOJ official sketched out the program's broad goals last week. In this program, Deputy Attorney General Lisa Monaco said there would be a policy sprint to gather information, to consult stakeholders, and to design a thoughtful, well-informed program. That was said by actually Nicole Argentieri, the acting Assistant Attorney General for the Criminal Division at the ABA White Collar Conference on Friday. She said that one goal of the new program is to help the DOJ uncover companies' involvement in bribery ploys when the schemes wouldn't fall under the SEC's jurisdiction. Obviously, the SEC has its own bounty program, but the DOJ wanted one as well. Next up, from The Guardian, reports that the Britain's Ministry of Defense moved questionable payments through its own bank account amid one of the biggest corruption scandals in history, and despite concerns that the money could be pocketed by the Saudi royal family. Previously, confidential documents show the MOD agreed to make payments to a Saudi bank account after the transactions came under scrutiny following an investigation by the Serious Fraud Office. The documents reveal senior MOD officials expressing concern that turning down the Saudi request for payments would displease them when they needed to keep the Saudis on their side at a crucial time. Our next story comes to us from Reuters, which reports that a magma judge has blocked the U.S. National Labor Relations Board rule that would treat many employers, many contract and franchise workers as employees of companies. The judge said the challenges to the joint employer rules is that it was too broad and the rule, which was set to take effect Monday, has been blocked by the court. And a final story comes to us from the BBC, and I'm shocked, yes, shocked to find there is still sexism in the City of London financial district. It called for the era of impunity to end, which is holding back women. Gender equality folks pointed out that this is unfortunately is nothing new, and the financial capital of the EU, or rather the United Kingdom and Europe, actually, is still rife with glass ceilings, glass walls, sexual harassment, and other sexism in the city. As I mentioned at the start of this podcast, this month's sponsor for the entire Compliance Podcast Network is Ethico. Have you ever wondered how to show the ROI of your compliance program? Have you struggled with the budgeting process, getting the funds you want for your compliance program? Well, I've partnered with Ethico to put together a white paper on the ROI of compliance, which shows you not only how to demonstrate ROI, but also how to speak finance when you're sitting across from the CFO with your budget proposals. Check out the website and get the white paper. The Daily Compliance News is a production of the Compliance Podcast Network and a proud member of C-Suite Radio. Thanks so much for listening. I hope you'll join me again tomorrow.